Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of June, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, a little bit of nervousness here in stock markets today, but not all of them. And let's just have a quick look first at what had happened here today. Actually, Asia had the best performances overall. Here and Japan a fraction higher, and the Hang Seng Index, which got bashed yesterday, but it was up a third of a percent here today. It doesn't anywhere near offset yesterday's decline, though. Shanghai Composite up nearly half a percentage point today, and Kospi, the South Korean stock market, a pretty good day here, up nearly 1%. Best performance, though, came from India, and it had a good bounce from that 25,000 level on the BSE Sensex index. It was up 1.35%, but in the news reports on India, it said that there was relief due to lower oil prices over the last 3 days. Well, Brent was up here a little bit today, not a whole lot, but trading at $114.40 a few minutes ago, and that may well check the ability of India to continue to rise in the short term, particularly as we've seen, we're still seeing a delayed monsoon effect. And that means that planting has been delayed for a lot of Indian crops. So that is a concern. The minimum result looks like, in terms of bad news, looks like a weaker than hoped for monsoon season. That's not good. Okay, looking at other stock markets here, the Europeans, mixed picture, a few more up than down on the day. Very, very small percentage changes overall. Switching to the Americas, Brazil was a little higher, although well off its opening highs that we saw today. And that's partly because Wall Street was soft. In here, down nearly 0.75 percentage point for the Dow, less 0.64 for the S&P 500, and less still, the NASDAQ only 0.42 down. But there's a nervousness and a bit of fatigue here on Wall Street. Okay, why the nervousness? Well, I'm sure you know, and all eyes are on the Middle East and energy prices, and rightly so. Because crude oil remains a game changer, and Brent is uncomfortably high. Now, we know that all of these factions in the civil war that's taking place, and with all the jihadists running around, that that there's a risk to oil prices, but we also know that all these people need the oil revenue and will want to keep pumping the stuff out. But there's always a chance that you can get fighting occurring, and if that damages the ability to produce, then well, we've got a problem, to put it mildly. I mentioned the level on Brent, and that's the key one to watch. If that gets from its current level, which I just mentioned, of 114.40, this gets up over $120, that will be an increasingly powerful headwind with each additional dollar to the upside, and a spike to the upside. I hope that doesn't occur. That need not occur, but the trouble is that it's not at all difficult to envisage how that might now occur. It's not due to soaring demand, it's due to risks to production. And if we were to get a spike, that really would be a game changer, and stock markets would be badly affected as global GDP growth slowed down even further. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Keep an eye on the Middle Eastern stock markets as well. Those are momentum movers, and they are traditionally or typically late runners in the cycle. And that has certainly been the case this time, but they've lost upside momentum here for at least the short term. Okay, what else is going on? Well, U.S. government bond yields at 10-year dropped down to 2.58 against the background of this softer Wall Street action overall. And the U.S. dollar a little bit firmer in here today. Let's see, sterling. Sterling's fallen back from above that 170 level. It's currently 1.6987 against the U.S. dollar. And the euro, well, very quiet here at 1.3607. So the dollar's just a fraction steadier overall. And I see the Australian dollar a little bit softer here, 0.9370. Looking at metal prices, they were firm this morning, but couldn't hold those gains, those additional gains, and actually gave up a little bit of ground today. Most of the industrial metals were a bit lower today. And the precious metals, well, palladium managed to hold on to a gain, up to $829. Platinum also held on to most of its gain. It's currently at 1470. That's up nearly $14. It has been $6 higher, but as I say, they all backed off their highs. Mostly gold and silver backed off their highs. Silver, for instance, this morning got up to 2117 at the high, but is lost trading here after hours at $20.925. And gold similarly. Now gold got up to 1325.92, nearly 1326 this morning. It is currently 1318 and change. So steady overall, but obviously encountering a little bit of selling pressure in here today, possibly some profit taking. And grains and beans, they're soft in here. Actually, the agricultural commodities that I looked at were pretty well down across the board. One of the exceptions was rough rice, which was firm in here today. But wheat hit a new reaction low. So I think that last low where it lost some downside momentum, that was probably a penultimate low at best. And corn looks as if it could drift just a little bit further. Soybeans looks vulnerable to an additional decline. Basic news there, and it's good news, is that crop development looks okay so far, as far as the Western crops are concerned, from the USA to Europe. A lot can still go wrong, as you know, but that's good news in here so far. Now that seems to be pretty much it for the markets today, and overall a quietish day. Now I should just mention I'll be doing an audio tomorrow and on Thursday, but on Friday I'll be away on a trip, and I'll also be away on next Monday. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.